One of the key advisors to Prime Minister Mia Motley has been sharing the view with us that there's much happening outside of Barbados that impacts on this country. And he says it requires that Barbados must engage with these issues directly if we are to make it easier for the people who live here. That's the view of economic advisor to the Prime Minister, Professor Avinash Prasad.
Talking about, David, is policy space. So when we became independent in 66, and for the next probably 20 years, we had a lot of policy space. We protected the sugar industry. We created a textile and furniture industry, which we then protected. In fact, we created it by protecting it, and protecting it by creating these tariffs against foreign imports. We created a international financial sector based around fairly low at the time regulation and even lower taxes. And none of those avenues of economic activity and growth are now available to us because of international rules and standards. So we are members of the WTO, the World Trade Organization. It's a good thing because it means that we can import goods relatively cheaply around the world. People are producing stuff. The global trading system is working. But it stops us from protecting our industries for the sole purpose of helping that industry. We now have rules on international taxes. There are rules on the flow of money. And all of these are impinging what Barbadians do day to day. Take our corporation tax rates. We now have one of the lowest corporation tax rates in the world. In fact, for the OECD compliant countries, OECD stands for Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. It's the major industrialized countries. For countries which are compliant with their rules, we are the lowest tax rate in the world. But and the reason why we're doing that is to try and encourage our companies to invest in new things like renewables and digital. They need to invest. But they blacklisted us when we first did that. They said that you can't have such a low tax rate. You're too competitive. And this will take money from their countries and their taxes. So we had to go up and negotiate and explain that we weren't being anti-competitive, that this was about businesses of real substance in Barbados, doing activities in Barbados, and therefore we should be able to charge whatever tax we want because they're doing real things in Barbados. They're not doing something abroad and just being taxed in Barbados. We managed to get off the blacklist, but that was only by active negotiation.
Professor Prasad added that in taking that bold decision to converge down rather than up with our taxes, we initially shocked many people.
We caught them out, if you like. They're expecting everyone to converge up and everyone to lose their international business, and they would be fine. We converged down. We are now the most competitive of tax rates. And so initially they blacklisted us because they said we're doing that to try and take business from elsewhere. And we made the very clear negotiation strategy and points to them that this was for businesses operating and doing activity, being managed, doing real substance in Barbados. And that's how we won our ability to create that policy space. They blacklisted us, I think, at the end of last year, so around December, and we got off the list in May. So it was a process of 6 months. But I'd have to say, and I was one of a team of people involved in that, and a number of people in our public servants and ministers worked really hard on actively negotiating that.
Tomorrow, Professor Prasad gives another example of the changing world around us.
Another example is in terms of anti-money laundering.
It's hurricane season. Is your roof secure and your valuables safe? Contact your financial advisor to learn more about home insurance. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.